This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries.
Hey friends, this is Rick Renner, and here I am in my studio with Denise and Paul and Joel. And in just a moment, we're going to talk to you about intentionally teaching our children and our grandchildren to express thankfulness for what people do for them. It's really going to be good today. But first, I want to remind you that right now, everything on our website is 25% off. Please go there to our website store, take advantage of this wonderful discount, and reach out to us and let us know how to pray for you. If you'll just reach out to us and say, this is on my heart, and this is on my heart, or I need this to happen in my life, we will pray scripturally. Jesus will hear us, and Jesus really move and do what needs to be done. We're told in 1 John 5:14-15, that if we pray anything according to His will, He hears us. That means praying scripturally. So when we pray scripturally, it opens the ears of God. He hears us. And the Bible says if He hears us, we have the petitions that we request of Him. So please go online to take advantage of the special 25% discount and let us know how to pray for you, because we're waiting to hear from you right now, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times. And doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. We're wrapping up a week of Thanksgiving, but that doesn't mean that you have to stop being thankful. It should be a part of your life. In fact, I want to read to you from Hebrews 13:15-16. Listen to what it says, Denise. This is powerful. Paul, Joel, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Continually. And notice it's called a sacrifice. Sometimes it is very sacrificial to make a decision to be positive and to give God thanks. Sometimes you don't feel like you have anything to be thankful for, but when you make a decision to bring thanksgiving and to bring praise, God sees it as a sacrifice. And the verse goes on to say, the fruit of our lips that openly profess His name, God appreciates that kind of sacrifice. And the rest of the verse says, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. When here it says to share with others, it's really talking about financially sharing. And we need to remember that we have a responsibility to share with others. But in the context of relationships, I think it's important for us to be very intentional about expressing our thanksgiving to others. Many times, people live in the same home, families spend time together, they never express thanksgiving to each other for what they all do. And it's very important to be thankful. And today, I want to say thank you to Denise. Honey, you are really an anchor in our home. You have been my best friend for 44 years, and we've got a long life still to live. And I'm so thankful for who you are. And you just get better and better and better.
Thank you, Rick.
And Paul, I want to say thank you to you. You're our senior son. You're a great example. You've always been at my side. And I want to say how thankful I am to God for you, for your family, for Paulina, for all four of your kids. I think you're an amazing dad and an amazing son. And you're not just a natural son, you are a spiritual son. I'm very thankful.
Thank you.
And Joel, I'm very thankful to you. I'm very thankful to your wife, Olia, and to your boys for the sacrifices that you've made and for the sacrifices that you do make, and that you are such a principled person. There's so much I could say thank you to God for you and for who you are. Mm. And Philip and Ella, you're not with us today, but Mom and I are thankful for you. We're thankful for your ministry. We're thankful that you go where other people don't want to go, and you reach people that other people are not interested in reaching. and that God is using your ministry in such a tremendous way. And Ella, we're thankful that you are willing to get behind Philip. And Mika and Mia, we're thankful for you. Those are Philip and Ella's kids. We're just thankful. And I think it's very important that we as parents remember to say thank you to our children. I mean, Denise, I think about the things we've been through. These guys have been right at our sides. I mean, we are so thankful. I am thankful that more than four decades ago when we started our traveling ministry, Paul, I'm thankful that you were at our sides and that from the time that you could just barely walk, you were helping me to set up product table and resources for people to take home. And from the very young age, you were like designing the resource table and how it should look and making sure everything was perfected. And Joel, I'm thankful that you have had such a heart for administration and managing and seeing that the ministry grows in a very strong and stable way. I'll never forget when the Lord told me to obey you. He said, just listen to your son and obey him, and your ministry will do well.
Wow, thank you.
And Joel, I'm very thankful. I'm really, really thankful. Honey, we have so much to be thankful for.
Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. And I mean, I can say all the same things to the boys and to Philip and Ella. And
to our sisters, to your brother, to our employees. I mean, the people who work in our ministry are amazing, Denise.
Oh, they are amazing.
They are people who work in partner care, taking your phone calls, taking your emails. When I tell you that we really pray for you, I mean, we have got a team that prays ferociously.
Oh, the shipping
and our leadership. I'm so thankful for our leadership, so called by God. Denise and I, we as a family, we cannot do what we do without a team. It's just not possible.
Mm-mm.
And we're thankful for our team. Hey, team, we're so thankful for you partners. We're thankful. And I want to tell you that there is not a penny you send to this ministry that we don't pause and thank God for. We realize everybody needs money and they could spend their money somewhere else. But when you give it for the work of the Lord, that is a very, very special thing. And we as a ministry really value what you do, and we're grateful. Thank you so much. Joel?
I was going to say that the shipping and receiving area, they pray over every single parcel, every single order that goes out the back door of our building. They pray over that because we believe that this is material that can change people's lives. And we are so aware of that. We pray over all of those orders. The finance department, when they process all the donations or orders, we give thanks to the Lord for every one of those donations. Absolutely. The publications team, helping you write. It takes a whole team to do this. Our TV department, where we are right now, filming these programs, we are so grateful for our team who make this happen.
You know, before we film every TV program, Alexander Dovgan, who's my producer, he walks over to me to make sure my shirt's in the right order. And we always take hands. And I always say, Sasha, would you please pray? And he always prays. I mean, we literally hover over everything we do with prayer and such seriousness because this is eternal. This is really eternal, what we're doing. This is impacting people's lives all over the world with the Word of God. In Proverbs 10, verse 21 says, the lips of the righteous feed many. What a responsibility that God's people would pull a chair up to the table and would wait for us to put food on the table for them to eat. It is such a responsibility. And as a spiritual chef, God is holding us responsible for the ingredients we use, how we mix them together, how we present them, that the food that we present is healthy. I mean, we understand this is such a responsibility. And we're thankful to everybody for every part they play to help us do this ministry.
Rick, I was thinking about the power of Thanksgiving. And I was thinking about when Jesus took the five loaves and the two fish, or
That's
as
right.
you teach, the crackers and the minnows. And all the Word of God says is that He gave thanks. And in that giving thanks, it opens such a place of multiplication. Multiplying, 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 and multiplying. And when we really truly give thanks, we're agreeing with heaven. Because in heaven, there's not going to be any complaining. It's all going to be glory, hallelujah, thanksgiving.
And there's no lack in heaven.
And there's no lack. And so when we start thanking God, and especially you right now, that maybe you have been alone for Thanksgiving, and you give a sacrifice of praise, and you say, Lord, I don't like to be alone, but Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that you saved me. I'm thankful that you live in my life. And you just, from your own heart, your own will, you just give the fruit of your lips and give him thanks. Just like when Jesus gave that thanks to the Father for just such a small amount, and God multiplied it. God's going to multiply to you when you open your heart and you start giving him thanks. Out of your need, you give him thanks. Jesus thanked God out of a need. And when we thank God out of a need, multiplication can come.
And it's called a sacrifice of praise because sometimes it really is a sacrifice. You know, we all have emotions. And sometimes our emotions affect us negatively. And we don't feel positive. We don't see anything good. We don't feel anything good. And honestly, we just may not want to give thanks. But God sees when you make a decision. And when you say, I'm gonna be thankful.
The Bible says, with thanks, let your requests be made known unto God.
Mm-hmm.
We all have requests, but not all of us start with thanks. But that's what the Bible says. With thanks, let your requests be made known unto God.
Actually, the Greek means you need to match your asking with your thanking.
Mm-hmm.
And people do a lot of asking, but there should be just as much thanking God as there is asking of God.
That's so good.
Paul?
You guys are also spiritual. My story today is not so spiritual.
Well, tell us, Paul.
Well, tell it, Paul.
Okay, here we go. Not so long ago, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma with my wife, Paulina. And they built a new outlet mall across the river. Now, if there's a new outlet mall, Paulina has to go. There's no not going. She has to go to the outlet mall. I am not a shopper, but I can drive. Of course she can drive, but she wants to spend time with me, but I'm not a shopper. And so we went to the outlet mall and she went shopping and I sat in the car and then I got bored and I drove around the parking lot. And then I slept in the car. And then so she finally calls and here she comes. It was more than 4 hours later. You know what she bought? She bought a belt. A belt. One single item after 4 hours of shopping. Now, of course, today is a shopping day, so this is a shopping story. And you know what we did 2 days later after I waited for her? It was probably 6 hours in the sharp.
Let me guess. You took the belt back.
We returned the belt.
I knew that was coming.
We returned the belt that we spent so long choosing. And of course, I am not a shopper, but I love my wife. And as they say, it's the thought that matters.
Well, I have to ask, how long did it take to return the belt?
Not long. No, that didn't take long at all. She promised it wouldn't take long, and it didn't take long. It literally took, 15 minutes. So that was okay. And of course, men, support me here. Tell me, yes, you've done the same thing. And, or am I the only crazy one? Just let me know. Well, Pauline is a very thoughtful person. And it's not about the belt that she bought and returned, not at all. It's probably about everything else that she looked at and price compared and everyone she thought about while she was looking at things. I'm sure that she thought about so many people looking at every single item. Should I buy this or should I buy that? And who is this a gift for? And then she goes back and she buys gifts for people. It's about the thoughtfulness of the process. And of course, as many people today are thinking about Christmas and so on, we have so many people in our lives to be thankful for. And I want to say thank you to Paulina and to all the wives, all the shoppers who are thoughtful. Thank you for thinking of all of us. Now, even if you don't buy a gift for each of us, thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for spending the time and keeping it all in your hearts and your minds. And some of these thoughts end up, you know, under Christmas trees. Thank you so much. I think it's precious how much we invest in these relationships. And even though the gifts are small, the investment is sometimes so much larger. And that's another reason now, of course, I know that we have a 25% discount on our online store. But I like shopping, or I know I'm not a shopper, but I like going to the store and actually picking something out, feeling it, because there's something tangible in the process. So thank you to everyone who does that.
Well, something else before we wrap up the week is, as a parent and a grandparent, you need to teach your kids and your grandkids to say thank you. In the home that I grew up in, we did not have a lot. My parents really struggled financially when I was a young boy. And when somebody did something for us, we were really taught to say thank you and to appreciate what people did for us. If somebody had given me a gift and I didn't say thank you, my dad probably would have knocked me across the house. And I'm not kidding. I mean, we were really taught to say thank you. I made a big mistake when I was a little boy. We went to my grandfather and grandmother's house. Now, I had, at one point, 7 living grandmothers. I had 3 grandfathers, so we had a lot of grandpas and grandmas in our house. But one Christmas, we went to Grandpap's house. That's Grandpa Miller. That was my mother's dad and his wife, Jo. And for Christmas, they gave me a shirt. Now, I was a little boy at the time. I didn't want a shirt. And when they gave me the shirt, I threw it across the house and threw a fit because I did not want a shirt. My dad disciplined me, and I will never forget it. He said, I don't care whether you like what people do for you or not. When people put out effort, you say thank you. And my parents really taught us from the time we were young, and sometimes they disciplined us, you say thank you. Our pastor, Brother Post, on Wednesday nights during adult choir practice, he went to get the Renner kids out of the auditorium. So he would give us a dime so that we would go across the street to the filling station to buy a Coke, and that way he would get us out of the auditorium. We were taught to say thank you for that dime. It didn't matter why he gave it to us. It was a dime. And we were to say thank you. And Denise and I were always very intentional about teaching our kids to say thank you for everything that was done for them. If we did something, they were to say thank you. They were to say thank you for dinner, thank you for this, thank you for that. It needs to be a way of life. And now we're watching our grandkids. And they're all very well taught to say thank you. But that's something you have to teach people. You have to teach people because naturally speaking, we tend to be selfish, tend to be ungrateful, not expressive. It's very important to express thankfulness. And guess what? A thank you will take you a long way. People remember when you say thank you. People remember when you don't say thank you. So being expressive about your thankfulness, it's very important for you, and it's very important for your future. Denise?
Well, when you said people remember your thankfulness, well, it made me think about Jesus, because when he healed all those 10 lepers, only one came back to say thank you.
And he said, where are the others?
And Jesus said, where are the other nine? I healed them too. And when I've studied that, I thought, Jesus notices, because you just said that, people notice. Jesus notices when we say thank you and when we don't say thank you, because he noticed those lepers that were absolutely as healed as the one that came back to say thank you. He noticed that they didn't come back and say thank you. And so it's important for us to fill our mouths with thanksgiving, a thankful heart to God, a thankful heart to one another, because when we thank him, we are changing the atmosphere. And I want to say that something about Philip, because his ministry is called Shocking the Darkness. And they go into these really dark, dark places, like in Salem, Massachusetts, October the 31st. Witches come together. Well, that's where he goes and preaches the gospel. And they go in and they start with thanks. They start with praising God. That's how they always go in, is with a song of thanksgiving and praising God. And when they bring that praise and worship to God, it absolutely changes the atmosphere and people's hearts open to the gospel, and a lot of people get saved. And that's just an example of how powerful our praise is. And you can go in an atmosphere where people are complaining and you can feel it. You can feel that atmosphere.
You can change the atmosphere by being thankful.
But you can also go into a place where people are joyful and thankful, and you can feel that atmosphere too. I mean, they are opposite of each other. And so, and we've been talking about doing things on purpose and being thankful. There's a huge reward in being thankful.
Denise, that is so good. Well, we are out of time. This has been a week of Thanksgiving. And today we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to ask Joel to pray. So let's join hands, and we want you to join us. And Joel, would you please pray for our friends and our partners?
Absolutely. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our health, for our family, for our relationships. We want to show gratitude. We want to say thank you for where we live, for having a roof over our head, for our needs being met. We are showing gratitude. And Father God, with a grateful heart, we ask you to bless our friends and partners. We ask you to meet all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, for their health to be whole.
Yes.
For their relationships to be together. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we want to say thank you for joining the Renners for a week of Thanksgiving. And we will see you in the next program. But please, until then, remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of the king is, there is power.
What do you attribute your three sons to loving the Lord and the ministry and not being resentful of ministry?
Well, you know, a lot of pastors' kids resent the ministry. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. That's because the pastors and their wives have talked about things in front of their kids that they should not have talked about. When you boys were young, we wanted you to believe the church was the happiest place on the planet. And when we were in front of you, if we had a problem with anybody at the church, you never knew about it because we didn't tell you. If we had issues, we dealt with those issues behind closed doors. Why should we give our issues to our kids? And not only that, we involved you in ministry. You and your brothers were involved in everything that we did. So it wasn't just me and Mom's ministry, it was our ministry as a family. And together we served God. And I believe that's why you love the Lord and why you've never resented the ministry.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love. Do you really know the Christmas story? You can order Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, which reveals the facts of Jesus's birth as you've never heard them before. Using scripture and documented historical writings, Rick dives deeper into the angel's message to Mary, the dreams God gave to Joseph, Christ's early years fleeing from Herod with his parents, the reason God came to the earth clothed in human flesh. You can also order three unique Christmas puzzles for just $20 each. Make the Christmas story come to life in your home, one piece at a time. Additionally, this week, we are offering you Rick's new book, the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter. Don't miss this limited time offer. All Renner products are 25% off, including Rick's books, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter, plus three Christmas The Rest of the Story puzzles for $20 each. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order at a special holiday discount. Call or go online now.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.